These are being the home dish of the neighborhood.
You got a problem with the fish guy on the corner?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Thanks again for breakfast.
Aquí están la escuela. De la escuela, caminan.
I'm from Southeast Kilkenny, from a family of seven. I went to college in Waterford, I done a beautician's course, and that's what I worked at in Ireland for 5 years. I lived in Dublin for 2 years, and then I worked in Waterford for 2 years before I came to the States. When you enter the United States, you get a 3-month visa, which obviously allows you to stay here for 3 months. You can go with that visa to DMV and you can apply for a driver's license. You need 6 pints, that's 3. You get a credit card, a bank account in your name, a bill in your name. So obviously you have to build these things up over, you know, a couple of months. So that's what I went and done with that. And so now I've passed my driving test in New York. I have a full driver's license. Then there's another form you can get, which is a W-7 form, and that allows you to pay taxes. That's available. That's not beating the system. That's available for people, but I was never told about it. It was one of my friends who's actually a US Marshal. He was the one who informed me on how to do that. By paying your taxes, it means that if there was ever an amnesty, that you would be at the top of the line to get your green card, because you're here paying your taxes and you're not taking anything from the American government. I'll never forget the day I arrived in JFK. My mother was here on holidays. She'd been here for a week, so it was really cool. My mother came to JFK to pick me up, and my sister and her boyfriend. I remember driving the roads back to where I'm living now, and when we pulled up outside the apartment, I was just like, oh my God, I'm not staying here. There was graffiti all over the walls. And I was saying, is the car okay? Get our bags out. My sister was saying, Siobhan, calm down. You know, it's fine. And I was just so scared. I remember then that night we drove up to a local bar. And the same, I sat at the window of the bar looking out to make sure the car was going to be okay. I was saying, this is just too crazy. I'm going to get stabbed, I'm going to get shot. I said to my mother, I said, I think I'm going to be going home with you. That was my very first impression. It was difficult to survive, but I wasn't so bad because I had my sister here, so she had been here for 2 years, so she had taught me the ropes. But as in surviving, getting a proper job, trying to get a job that pays well, obviously all I could do was become a waitress, because I didn't have my green card or a social security number. So generally illegal girls from Ireland end up waitressing or babysitting. So it was very difficult because my wages were very poor, trying to pay rent, trying to survive. I absolutely hated it for the first year. I didn't know what I was doing in this country. I had the impression that I was going to go to America, the streets are painted with gold, go over, yes, party, happy days, but it's very difficult to get an apartment. Rent is very expensive. You got to pay a month's rent, a month's security. So, and then none of the apartments are furnished, so you have to buy all your own furniture. And again, because my sister was here, she knew a lot of people, so when I moved into my apartment, people gave me TVs, VCRs. Another girl gave me cups, saucers, plates. So I consider myself being very lucky when I came here first. It's all about contacts. It's very important to have friends and contacts when you come out here first, because obviously you could walk into a waitressing job and you could know nothing about it. You could be making $10, $20 a day. But when you have contacts and people say, yeah, that's a good job, go for it, you're going to make money. I've been home quite a few times since I came here, but it's quite difficult because you just don't know if you're going to get stopped in immigration. So it's quite nerve-wracking. I was home this year and, for example, when I left my home, my house, I had to say goodbye to my parents in the house, even though they were taking me to the airport. And when we got to the airport, I just had to walk away because, obviously, to the immigration officer, I had to look as if I was going on a holiday. So I just walked away, and my sister was there also, so she stayed with him and said her goodbyes. And then you have to go in, big smile on your face, loads of makeup plastered on you, really happy, you know, I'm going on my holidays. So I try not to go home as often as I'd like to. So it's normally every 15 months. It's not so bad. My family come out and visit me every year, so it breaks the monotony of not being there. I see myself as, in America, as an illegal immigrant who I have left my country because I just couldn't go forward there. I was working and not making enough money to have a good lifestyle. So I came to New York and I'm able to have the lifestyle that I wish to have in this country, and unfortunately I can't have it in my own country. I won't make my life in America. I love it at the moment. I think it's a really, it's a young person's place to be. But as regards of whenever I get married and settle down and have children, I'll definitely move back to Ireland. My plans for the future is to stay in New York for another few years and get some more money together, and I'm planning to move back to Ireland, and hopefully myself and my boyfriend will buy a business back in Ireland. So that's our plan at the moment, is to stay here and get as much cash as we can together and make the rest of our lives back in Ireland. Being illegal, the only real drawback is by not being able to leave the country. Life is pretty good. I just work 4 days a week. It hasn't always been like that. And we go skiing every couple of weeks. I've been travelling around the States a lot in the last 2 years. I just got back from the Bahamas. No matter what you want to do, you know you can do it because you know you have the funds to do it. And that's one really good thing about life in New York. Well, my life anyway, so far. I've no regrets about coming straight to New York and living here in a large Irish community. I'd much prefer that. It's like home away from home. So everybody is in the same boat, and if somebody is homesick, you know, everybody's there for each other. So I don't have any regrets about not touring or living. I have toured other states and that, but I wouldn't be interested in going living in a different state. I like being with my own. I've had so many good times since I came to America. It would be hard to pinpoint and say that this was my highlight. But one of the times that I really will never forget is last year, myself and my boyfriend and my parents went to Las Vegas, and we hired a car and drove to the Grand Canyon. And my father was driving a Plymouth Prowler convertible, which we hired for 24 hours as well, and he was driving it up and down the strip in Las Vegas, and I was driving behind him in the Jeep, and just the smile on his face, excuse me, and on all of our faces, and it was just some experience going out to the Hoover Dam, and he just really, really enjoyed it, and my mother, all of us did, and that was an absolutely brilliant time. Driving around Manhattan when family came over, hiring limousines, driving around Times Square, head out through the sunroof, and everybody looking, you know, thinking that you're somebody really rich, and you're, that is another brilliant thing that I have experienced since I came to this country. It's an absolutely wonderful country. It's I think it is the land of opportunity. I think my life, when I go back to Ireland, will be different because obviously a lot of things have changed. I've changed for the better, I hope, since I came to this country. Obviously, Ireland has changed. I think it will be different because I'd want more. I won't settle for things that I would have settled for if I hadn't left.
Dublin. I've lived there all my life, north side first, then travelled over to the south side with my parents. I went to school in Dublin. I trained as an electrician in Dublin. The system is fairly easy to beat. This is before what happened on September 11th. Now I'm not too sure. It's gone into a total different phase altogether. I've heard stories, but they're only rumours, of people taking internal flights, illegal immigrants, and being taken off the flights and deported home because they're now tracking passport numbers, which you have to use your passport now when you're taking an internal flight, even on train service, but it isn't. They don't have it down to a T on the train service. You can still take the train without fear of being deported or whatever. But certainly on airplanes or any internal flights, they're definitely tracking airplane numbers. So I've avoided all internal flights, been using cars and trains and stuff like that. First impressions of New York when I came in, I thought, what a dump. But I had only come into Queens at that stage. When I got into New York City, it was a totally different scene. It was beautiful, amazing. Just the skyline, the buildings were beautiful, the nightlife. Loads and loads of people, droves and droves of people. You could walk around for hours, like having a great time. It was strange though, you know, because it was like totally multicultural, like every nationality in the world was there. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun. We stayed down in a hostel for the first 3 weeks. We stayed down in a hostel down in Chelsea because we'd nowhere to stay. And in the hostel, we met people just that were breezing in and out of the country, that were from every walk of life, from everywhere all over the world. So we got to meet a lot of them, and through them we found work. We found work. I worked on scaffolding for a while, and the scaffolding was good. I worked with a couple of Australians, a couple of New Zealanders, great fun and the whole lot. All the money we got paid, cash in hand. There you go. You got your little brown envelope at the end of the week. Nobody knew anything else about it. Work is really easy. You go into an Irish bar and you've got work, especially if you're anyway if you've a trade in any way, like a carpentry, construction, whatever work you do. My first job actually when I got over here was fabricating metal buildings. A friend of mine owned the company, an American guy who we had met. He's Irish descendant, so automatically he was like, hey, come on, you know, join the company and the whole lot. The wages were a bit bad, but we were living in Newport, Rhode Island at the time, so the wages aren't that great out there anyway. But when I got to New York City, it was a totally different matter. The company I started working for, an Irish company, the money that they paid was really, really good. It was great fun. There was lots and lots of work to do. The company that I'm working for now, an American guy owns the company. It's a construction firm down in Lower Manhattan. He's a good payer. He's very, very easy to work for. And everything's pretty good with it so far. Paying taxes is something that I haven't even thought about. I had thought about it for a while because you can get a tax ID number over here, which does entitle you to work for a certain period of time. And also you can open a bank account with it. But once you do that, they've got you pinned. They track you down. You need to send in your passport to apply for this. They process your passport, all your information. They want to know everything about your mother's history, your father's history, your family history. And after about 8 weeks of processing, they're supposed to send you back with this number. But I was going to do it, and then I said, no, not yet. I wanted to go back home and then come back over here, and then I'd do it. I didn't want to give up the game just yet. But I'm going to head back. It's just going to be a little bit longer. I'm here to save money and get things together before I go back. I'd like to go back with a nice lump sum of money and buy a house or whatever. And hopefully I want to get one over here as well, you know. So I used to be really bad at managing money. I'm actually getting a bit better now. I got a safety deposit box through my girlfriend. So I just sealed the money in an envelope, put it into the safety deposit box, and I can't touch it after that. So whatever I leave myself with during the week, I survive on that. And then the following week again, I throw money into the safety deposit box. This year is the year I'm just going to put aside to keep money and stuff like that. Next year, I'm going to sort out getting a green card because my girlfriend is American. I can see myself staying with her for a good while, you know what I mean, like a long time. So I have to get my affairs in order. So I'm going to have to go down that line eventually. New York City is just a big machine. It's just money-making machine. Everybody's just like works. That's it, you know what I mean? You go out. But I don't know whether I wouldn't like to live here for a long time. I'd say it would just takes so much out of you as it is. Like my days just seem to like last forever, like drag on. And I'm not happy with that in that respect. I'd like to be doing something else. I'd like to be going somewhere else. I'd like to be somewhere that's nicer. Like the city's fun and the whole lot, but you can't spend forever in the city, you know what I mean? Like hopping from bar to bar or from job to job, you know what I mean? Like, I'd like to be doing something else. So I'm going to, at the end of this year, when I go back to Ireland, I'm going to travel a little bit after that again. I want to travel Australia. I want to do Asia. I want to do a few other different places. I'm just not ready to settle down just yet. The company I work for, they do a lot of high-end construction work in people's houses, like condos or apartments. So it's a lot of fun. I've used an awful lot of equipment over here that I haven't used at home. The jobs are very, very high spec, so it's enjoyable getting to see the job finished towards the end because I'm in charge of the electrical part of the construction company. So it's good working with the clients, working with the owner, and then working with different like cable systems people and just different material people so that we can decide on what's going to happen in the apartments, how it's going to look, how it's going to be finished. We finished one only recently that the woman had spent $12,000 on remote control dimming for her house, you know what I mean? So it's all these interesting, quirky things that people do with lots and lots of money over here. And I enjoy it, and I'm definitely going to have remote control dimming in my house when I get one. I look back on my times in America as being great. I made an awful lot of friends over here, which I'm going to keep, and a lot of them in New York City. And thank God they own bars, so I can go in and visit them in there and have a bit of fun. I love New York City. It is great. Don't want to be here forever, but it is a great city. They call it the best party city in the world. When I first came over here, I used to hang around a little bit in Woodside and Sunnyside. But because my work is in the city and an awful lot of people I knew were from the city or had businesses in the city, I ended up more or less staying in the city with them. And I traveled less and less out to Woodside and Sunnyside and all the other Irish community places. I think the communities are great that the Irish people have here. They're amazing. The first place I ever went to get work was in Woodside. And literally, I walked into a bar. I asked the owner. The owner directed me to one of the guys sitting at the bar who owned a construction company. He asked me, could I start the following day? Yes. So I started the following day and I got paid for them. The work was good. They weren't hard. They didn't overwork you. They didn't underwork you either. You know what I mean? But I think it's brilliant that people can come over and just step into a restaurant, be it a restaurant or a bar. It's usually a bar because the Irish are always associated with like pubs and bars, and be able to walk in and get a job. Eventually, I'd see myself being able to having a house here and in Ireland and being able to travel between the two countries, hopefully with a business that has America and Ireland connected together in whatever I decide to do. I know for a fact that, like, even though my girlfriend, she wants to come to Ireland, she loves Ireland and the whole lot, and she wants to travel around, I don't think she'll ever settle in Ireland. So I'd like to be able to hold both poles, go to the two places, without any restrictions, without any bother. And eventually I will be able to do that. Yeah, I miss my family. I have a lot of brothers and sisters. One of my brothers is very young, so I'm missing him growing up. I have a lot of friends back in Ireland, so I miss them. I've missed weddings. I've missed births. I've missed birthdays. I've just missed an awful lot of things that do get to you on certain times or certain days when you know you're over here and you've got an objective, you've got something that you want to do and finish out, and you know that like everybody's at home like waiting. But then again, when I ring them up, they say, oh, don't worry about it, stay over there, you're not missing much, you know what I mean? When you're not missing much, you're missing so much, you know what I mean? Because like, it's all your friends, it's your family, I can't wait to see them when I get back. It's going to be a blast, like, so when I get home, I get to see them all again.
From the Midlands, I'm from a small town in the Midlands. I have a family of, there are five children in the family. I'm in the middle. I've got three brothers and one sister. My parents are farmers, dairy farmers. I went to a college just outside of Dublin to study sociology, and I got a degree in that was in 1996. I decided to come to America because I thought it would be a good place to make some money. I intend to travel in the next, after 6 months or 9 months of being in New York, despite the fact that I'm aware that there is increased security now in the States. But I was prepared to take the chance because I do believe it's a good place to make some money. I've been here for 3 weeks, so with regards to accommodation, it's only this week really when I've started looking for accommodation. Before that, I was on holidays or taking a look around Manhattan and New York. But this week I've begun to look for accommodation, and so far there definitely are rooms out there, and I'm looking for a room to share in an apartment with other people. To have a studio might be nice, but it's not going to be feasible because it will just be too expensive. Plus, if I live with other people, I'll be able to meet more people too. But the response has been good. I've been to the Irish Emigration Centre looking for the advertisements there. There's a weekly newspaper for Manhattan which comes out every week, The Village Voice, and I've been looking through that every week, and also on their website. So there's definitely rooms out there. You will pay for them, but if you live a little bit outside the centre, if you live in Queens or in the Bronx or something like that, there's rent is cheaper. So obviously, you know, that's something to look into too. I expect to have some accommodation within the next few days, before the weekend. Well, I actually was quite lucky with regards to a job, because I spent about 2 hours looking and found a job, which was great and, you know, wasn't quite expected. But I thought it would be more difficult, but I concentrated on the Irish bars because everyone helps their own, and, you know, the Irish bars would be the first port of call for an Irish person, especially, and, you know, without any papers, you know, where I can't really be fussy as to the sort of job I have or that I'll be doing. The job is fine. The way it will work is that it's a job based on tips, so there isn't actually a wage. I don't know how that works for the employer, if that means that, you know, I'm not legally employed or something like that, so it's not a risk for the bar. But it is in a bar, and you know, it should be fine. I expect to enjoy living here. I expect to meet a lot of different people. You know, I've never in my life seen such a mixture of people in one place. You know, people here are different. It's just there's just an attitude, you know, and I like it because, you know, people talk to you when you're walking down the street, you know, or they make comments, and they're very friendly, you know, generally speaking. It's probably not a good idea to talk to them for too long, but, you know, generally it's, you know, it's great. There's, you know, there's an attitude, there's a feeling, there's, you know, I like it. An adventure, I suppose, really, more than any sort of need. I don't need anything from New York as such, so I'm not in a situation where I'm, you know, where I have to be here or I can't, you know, go somewhere else, which is sort of leaves me off the hook to a certain extent. But I just expect to enjoy my time here and just to enjoy it. There's an awful lot of things to do, and I plan to do a lot of them. I don't like the idea of being illegal whatsoever. I would prefer to keep everything above board. Medical insurance, things like that. I mean, if I get sick, doctors cost a fortune, and I can't get any medical insurance because I'm illegal. You know, I have to stop jaywalking because, you know, I could get arrested, and that wouldn't be good. Before I came here, people said to me, don't get sick and don't get arrested. So there's the two things in my mind. But one precaution I am going to take is to cross the border every 3 months. As I said, I'm going to probably be here for 6 months to 9 months. So what I want to do after every 3 months is cross the border for a week or so and then come back in. I know that will draw attention to myself, but at least, okay, I'm not supposed to be working, but at least I'm allowed to stay in the country on a holiday basis. So that's the only thing I can do. I would prefer not to get too involved in the Irish community here because, you know, I left Ireland because I wanted to see something else. I have found New York pretty huge, and it could be a little bit intimidating. And I certainly like the idea of being able to touch base and have some sort of Irish contacts while I'm here. There's one place I went to when I was out here. It's in Woodlawn. I went out to Woodlawn and I went into an Irish bar there, which is something I found myself doing a lot since I've come here, going into Irish bars, which is not something I would normally do being in a new place, but just, you know, networking and stuff like that in the beginning. But I went to an Irish bar, and, you know, you might as well have transported, you know, the small local rural pub in Ireland and, you know, the local community on a Sunday afternoon and just stuck it in New York. You know, you couldn't have gotten anything more authentic, you know. You go out to the local shop beside the pub and they have the tato crisps. It's literally an area of Ireland transported to the States, to New York. It isn't something attractive for me because, well, it's I can understand its attraction. It's I think that it's, you know, New York is big, you know, and Ireland is small. But if you like Ireland otherwise, but it's just a little bit too small for you, then coming to an Irish area in New York is perfect. The idea for me of going somewhere else is to experience new things. I'm not looking for the security of what I already know. New York is huge. Anything that you want to do is here. You can do it. From shows to the theatre to cinema to jazz, comedy clubs. There's a huge variety. All types of food, all types of restaurants, all types of people. It's like the whole world, a part of the whole world has been taken and put into a place which is accessible in a subway, that you can get from one place to another, one end of one place to another in the space of an hour. And for me, that's fantastic. It just means that every time I turn a corner, there's something new and something different, something I haven't seen before. My plan is to meet people. I mean, I want to meet people. I want to, you know, maybe learn to play the saxophone or something while I'm here. So, you know, I can see myself in my apartment with the saxophone. I'll be fine.
When I came here first, I was quite young, actually. I was in my teens. I was 16 when I came here. So, you know, I'd attended the secondary school in Ireland and I was doing quite well with everything. And, you know, there was a couple of changes that happened in my life that, you know, sent me on the course that really brought me over here, you know. Things, you know, in school were turbulent, you know. You know, that whole school work angst, you know, the old teenage angst, didn't want to be in school. So I went to England for about a month and I was there for some time, you know, just working, getting started over there, and I got a bit of a feel for living away from home. So after about a month or so in England, I headed back to Dundalk, where I'm from. You know, things didn't really pick up for me there. There wasn't a lot of work and stuff. And about a year before that, my father had left for America. He was here and he was working. You know, he had his girlfriend come over. My mum was left in Ireland. They had started a new family in America. So there was a prospect here for me, and I, you know, journeyed out and took it. So I ended up in New York at about 16, and I got a job here. In the first job I had here was in a bar on McLean Avenue named Kelly's. So, you know, I was young and I was working in the bar, so everything was happening around me. All these, you know, I was drinking with all these older people and new folks, all these Irish people out here having a great time. People are throwing loads of money around, you know. I'm not making as much as they are at that point, of course, so, you know, it was a new experience. It was lively, you know, so settled in quite quickly over here, you know. So, you know, I ended up with meeting a gentleman who offered me a good position with a construction firm, and I took that, and it's led on to much better things for me, you know. it's a lot different than the life that I did have in Ireland, you know. I knew right away from, you know, pretty early on being here, like, the life was completely different compared to the life that I've had there. In Ireland, I never really saw any of the opportunity that I saw here. You know, I never felt there was any doors that would be open for me in certain ways, you know. I felt there was always things that were going to be holding me back, like where I was from, you know, and, you know, the background that I've had, you know, in Ireland. You know, when I came here, it was like it was a clean slate, you know. It was like a new, fresh start, and people were willing to give you a chance, you know. So the chances that came in front of me, I took, you know. And in a lot of ways, from early on, I did realize that being here was something that I really wanted to, you know, go ahead with, you know. For me, it's more worthwhile to stay here until I'm legally able to return to Ireland. Then, you know, of course I miss Ireland, you know. My mom's there, all my family are there, you know. I have my father's here, you know, so he has a new family out here. My sisters have came out for a couple of months now, and they're doing pretty good. But, you know, my mom comes over here, and then it's a holiday for her, you know. She comes here, and she's from the country, so she's from, you know, just outside of Newry, so she comes here. It's a big apple, you know. There's, you know, everything's to see. It's a holiday for her too. I've been here for 7 years, and for me, having not gone back, having not have as many of my friends as I thought would have came over to take advantage of me living here, me being able to get people work and stuff. So a lot for me over the course of the time, a lot of it is dissolved, you know. A lot of my friends are still there, but, you know, it's a big difference. Like I would go back to Ireland after being here for so long, and it's like I wouldn't even recognize the place, you know. A lot of people say, you know, you would come back here that you wouldn't even know where it is, you know. It's, you know, there's so many different races of people there, so much diversity in Ireland that wasn't there 7 years ago when I left, you know. Well, the thing that is the high point for me about being in America is that, you know, I've put so much time into it that it begins to pay off after the time that I've put in. You know, it begins to come back, and you begin to feel rewarded for the time that you've put in for being here. You know, you begin to know that everything that you're doing is worthwhile, you know, that you're making a difference in your life. You're doing something positive for yourself. Whereas, you know, for me, being young and uneducated in Ireland wouldn't have been as promising for me as the life that I have over here. You know, that's one of the high points of my life right here. You know, I live here in New York. I've got a great apartment. You know, I have, you know, my some of my family here. I have a lot of good friends here. I have a great time. You know, I have plenty of space for people who want to come and visit me. You know, so for me it's just I've finally found some piece of independence where, you know, I've been able to stand on my own 2 feet. I feel that, you know, there's nobody, you know, I'm not living in my mum's house anymore. I don't need anybody to iron my clothes, you know. So it's that little bit of independence that I've found here that, you know, I've created for myself that I find most rewarding, you know, definitely. After living in the Bronx for about 3 years, I moved away and moved out here to Long Island City, where it's close to Manhattan. It's close to the Irish communities in Queens. You know, you get the best of both worlds. You're able to go to a good Irish bar, meet Irish people that you really like, have a good old laugh with them, a good old drink up. But you can still come back to your house. Your neighbors are American people, whoever, you know what I mean? You can be friendly with them, and you can go to Manhattan and see all the new things that you want to see, you know? So being plugged into the Irish community has never been one of the things that I've been really interested in, because I just think there's so much more to experience here. I feel that when I left Ireland, I was kind of immature and, you know, didn't have a lot of ideas about stuff and was kind of lost and, you know, but made a decision that was pretty much the best thing that I've ever done. So coming over here, you know, it's not like that, you know. It's different. There's no, you know, you'd have to make new friends, and you don't know what, you walk down the street in Manhattan, nobody knows you. You don't see anybody, you know, so growing up with that changes you. But this is where I've really come of age, I think. So America was always a place where I, you know, imagined the streets were paved with gold, and people were, you know, people were millionaires, and everybody didn't have to work, and, you know, it was like J.R. Ewing was walking around, and it was all that, you know, all the TV stuff that you see, the things that put the images in your head, you know. But when you come and when you first come to New York, you're so overwhelmed by the whole thing. It's so, everything is so fast. All the money is so different, you know. You got all the money, it's all the same, it's all green, you know. It all looks like Monopoly money. You know, the hundreds are the same size and color as the ones, you know. So you have to be careful with your money, and then cars, you know, you're trying to cross the road and cars are zooming by, and you know, it's very captivating for you when you first come here, you know. Well, New York is such a gritty city, and it's got such a taste for itself. You can taste the air, you know. So it's very powerful, it really does, you know, really does overwhelm you. You get used to the cabs and the subways, and it becomes part of your home, you know. You feel at home here in New York, you know. You can really make it a home for yourself. I think it's a very good city for young Irish people to be in, you know. I think all the young Irish people that I know here are very open-minded, very, you know, very open to anything. They accept a lot of stuff that they really wouldn't have accepted in Ireland. I have no regrets at all, you know. There is no looking back for me. I wouldn't change a thing that I've done. You know, apart from staying in college, in school and going to college in Ireland, that's the only difference, you know. But for me, in a way, I think I've surpassed that, and I've overcome the difficulties that I had in the younger years of my life. And regrets, I've just faded, you know, they're not even an option, really, you know. Just looking forward for now, focusing on the future, and hoping that, you know, as I say, that down the line, like everyone else, I'll be absorbed into the system and get that green card, and it'll all be said and done. You'll be able to go back whenever you want, you know. For me, it's worth it.